apparitions in our lives. It's hard to fathom that Mom died nearly 20 years ago. Sad as I am not to be able to spend time with her, I'm much sadder about the people who she never met and the events that she couldn't attend. Unfortunately, we all need to deal with the loss of our family and friends. Even if you don't experience a loss of someone close to you, it will happen eventually. We need to find catharsis or healing to get through these difficult times. For me, that catharsis comes from writing memoirs and poetry. In It's Okay to Cry, Anne, I responded to a few poems by Anne Sexton about confronting the deaths of her parents within a short period of time. It is disingenuous to pronounce that the dead, quote, lost their battle, unquote, with cancer or heart disease or any other malady. Their spirit is not wrecked by mortality. It is the living who mourn, afflicted with aloneness. When the time comes, I wish that you too will find healing in writing, talking with loved ones or religious leaders, praying in church or synagogue or mosque, listening to or playing music, exercising with sports, hiking, dancing, or countless other ways. Soon after Mom died, I started writing almost every day for 9 months. I realized that I had enough material for a book, which I called My Baby, and could share it with family and friends. My mom was an oral teacher of the hearing impaired. She studied at the Central Institute for the Deaf at Washington University in the 60s. While she was ill with metastatic breast cancer, we received packages of cute Get Well cards from elementary students at her school. And then it hit me. Think about all of the young kids with profound hearing loss who will never meet her, who will never be helped by her. I was lucky to know her for more than 25 years. What about those for whom she is simply an apparition? My wife never met her mother-in-law. At our wedding ceremony, I was suddenly overcome with sadness. The proceedings, decorations, and audience were so beautiful. Here's the first section of a poem, In Wonder, that I wrote about the wedding. As I walk down the aisle, I cannot control the feeling that something is missing as I whimper. The beauty of the music, lyrical wedding marches, Pachelbel's Canon in D, Beethoven's Ode to Joy, Clark's Trumpet Voluntary, the iridescent white of the huppah, the ballroom, pure and soft as the wedding dress, her lace curtains. She would have loved this, and she is not here. Mom would have enjoyed meeting attendees, both known and unknown. Nonetheless, she was but a framed apparition in the wedding hall foyer, outside the main event. Now I'm blessed to have a son who just turned 4. I tell him that this piece of furniture or that book belonged to his grandmother. Last year, we watched a photo compilation video from her funeral reception. I wrote the poem, Completing the Circle, not long after my first book was published. My maternal grandparents never got to meet their grandkids. That side seems to have bad genes or luck, but lately those relatives are living longer. And here we are, completing the circle again and again. Mom often said that it's too bad my grandparents never met me. They would think me kind and funny. I have a Jewish sense of humor, after all. And now, little ones, I must tell you. Your grandma would be so pleased to meet you. She would think you cute and kind and funny. It's very sad, sweeties, I know. Perhaps one day soon I'll take my son to his grandmother's grave. What would he call her? What would she call him? And what would they discuss? No doubt she would be teaching him phonics and sight words so that he would be doing even more pre-reading today. No doubt he would be conning her into spoiling him with blackberry cake and whipped cream. They would love each other until the end of time, as we know it. Now think about all those apparitions in your life. What would you talk about?